1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Georgia law enforcement defending its previous handling of the teenager who is now accused of murdering four people at his high school on Wednesday. The FBI was tipped off last year about previous threats, but says it didn't have enough evidence to do anything about it. What prosecutors have done is charge 14-year-old Colt Gray and his father, who is believed to have given him the gun used in the shooting for Christmas last year.
Colt Gray's aunt is revealing details about the teen's troubled home life, telling ABC News Colt was begging for months for help with his mental health, adding the adults around him failed him.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Haiti meeting with the interim government there as it struggles to regain control from gangs that took over large sections of the country earlier this year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying the White House is about to pledge another $250 million in military funding to Ukraine. The August jobs numbers will be released by the Labor Department in about an hour. This is ABC News. Pope Francis landing in Papua New Guinea today, the second leg of a trip through Southeast Asia and Oceania. In St. Charles, Missouri, a special wedding.
It might not be common, but it is possible to meet the love of your life at an early age.
Used to write like little notes and little words with her name on it.
Just ask Emma and Marcus, who not only met in first grade, but actually just got married at the very elementary school where that life-changing moment took place.
It was definitely surreal.
The VIP of the event was their dog, Bella, who has a very special history with them. You see, Marcus actually gave this beagle mix to Emma for her birthday when she turned 16.
That's ABC's Danny New. Frequent flyer programs are under some scrutiny. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg ordering American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines to provide detailed data about their rewards program. He says they want to eliminate unfair, deceptive, or anti-competitive practices. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at around 15 to 20. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. By Sunday, sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Be here next time when our old friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badgers, stops by with his annual picks, and our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay. WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Hour 2. On the day that the Green Bay Packers will begin their quest for Super Bowl glory.
Ooh, that's okay.
What?
You asked me to get you the odds for the Super Bowl. I didn't do that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I might go back there today.
I'm
going to go back there.
I wonder if that has to be in today. It's like that one just shuts off after the game today.
What does?
You know, betting on the odds of them going to the Super Bowl.
You can bet up until the Super Bowl. The odds are going to change. If they win tonight, the odds are going to change because it's going to be like, oh, they're one step closer. If they lose tonight, the odds are probably going to be better. So,
our winner, by the way, our defending champ, says Love, 247 passing yards for tonight. See if Sue keeps the hot streak going.
Sue guessed within 8 yards of Patrick Mahomes' total yards last night. That's pretty good.
Hi, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine.
Yes, I'm not talking about John.
We won't talk point spreads with you because you're wearing a Packer logo on your shirt.
You are.
And sitting in the Packer seat.
Right. and you're a huge sponsor of the Packers.
Yes.
So, and thank you for doing that.
How many yards do you think Jordan Love's going to throw for tonight?
What did I say, 238?
You did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, you're in already?
Oh, okay.
238.
All right.
Okay.
You will win a very cool NFL draft cap. Yes.
Do you guys have those?
Courtesy of Civil Life Hospitality.
No.
Oh,
they're cool.
Those are cool hats.
Yeah.
They are. And Michael Freeman's donating that. And Johnny was out this weekend, and so I did a little grocery shopping, and we both got comments. Cool hat.
Yeah.
Which isn't that nice?
I got a pullover that I bought last year, and everyone will look at me.
That draft thing? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, those are cool.
Hey, where'd you get that?
I think Aaron Pop had one of those on. The day we came in here.
Oh, yeah. The NFL pro shop got a ton of stuff.
Those are cool.
Popkey, his pajamas have that on. That's all he's working on.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. What is going on, buddy? You were at a football game last night, huh?
Yeah, Bayport Preble. Great game. We had a little rain delay, lightning delay.
Yes.
They did in Kansas City, too.
Yeah, it was, football's here, fall sports are here. School's back in session. I think it's great.
I was just telling Jim I was going to go for my walk yesterday. And I was going to walk around the block, and I got up on top of the Nischke Bridge and saw what the sky looked like out in the Bayport area. Oh, that looked ugly. I made one lap and got her done.
Yeah, we were at the game, and they said, it's raining in Howard. And I think right as halftime, literally as halftime hit, it started coming down.
Did they have those lightning monitors or meters?
Yeah,
or
everyone's checking them out. You know, it's...
What do they do? Do you try to clear the field, or they let the fans?
If you have a lightning delay, they try to clear the field, clear the stand. It's metal, you know what I mean?
So it is, but do people? I was at a Packer game one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they didn't move.
No, they didn't. Yeah. They're just I'll take the heat.
My family came up for the Patriots game. This is 10 years ago, and I couldn't go. I had to work a game, and it was Friday night preseason, and Yeah, my mom's like, hey, we were all trying to go underneath, and there's some people standing out there. I'm like, yeah, welcome. Welcome to probably some NFL stadium. So you're not going to get everyone out.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. They didn't. No. So.
So we got to ask you, you know, heading into Packers season, what's it like for, like, a trainer when you work for the Packers and you got to, it's like every day is, what's that like? I mean, I know you're so close to so many of those guys, but life as an NFL trainer, what is that like this time of year?
Yeah. I mean, they're working long, long days, long hours. I mean, they're, they got a great staff over there from Flea is their now director of sports medicine, and Nate and Kurt, and they've got a group of physical therapists that are also athletic trainers. There's, and there's some great females, you know what I mean? So, but there's probably 6-8 staff that are probably there most game day or most days, 6 a.m. And I bet you most of them are not leaving until 6, 7 p.m. on average.
Well, there's some, aren't there some treatment things that guys do now with the, and the reason I remember this was, what was his name? I couldn't stand him. Terrell Owens. When it's like, there's no way you're going to play in the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, I am. I think somebody like stayed with him and overnight they would do some kind of a cold water thing.
But on some of those, you know, some of these guys now, they probably have their own personal health coaches, trainers, athletic trainers. So therapist, you know, I was still.
Masseuse?
Giannis, that's yours. That you, is it Jim yours? Masseuse?
Yeah, Jim's mine.
Yeah.
Gives me a good rub down every now and then.
Giannis,
the same car with him.
Giannis was as a, I heard, his own physical therapist.
Yeah.
That's, you know, employed and stuff. So, you know, times have changed. You know, they are trying to keep, I mean, they probably all have their own, a lot of them have their own chefs. I shouldn't say everyone, but, you know,
well, you're making,
I get home,
200
and I, you know, I get home and I want to eat healthy and I don't want to cook. So, yeah, they hire their own chef.
And it's funny, we talked to Yurk about this too, because this, it was, well, it probably would have stopped. It stopped when Ron Wolf came to town. But for between the meetings and practice, guys would put in their order for McDonald's, whatever. It was all,
that was
trainer
funny.
Would come back.
And just junk.
Right? All junk food.
You said, what was that other place? Not Arby's.
Arby's. Yep. Arby's was popular.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
But now, but nowadays, I mean, to credit the Green Bay Packers, I wish the general public could see some of the things. I've had the privileges to see some of this. You know, they've got a kitchen and a cafeteria that would, I mean, people would be like, holy cow. Yeah. It's all there. And that's the thing about it. You're investing in millions of dollars in some of these ball players.
Yeah.
Let's take care of them. Make sure when they show up on the field tonight that they got the best sleep. You know, I mean, it's the same thing preseason. You'd hear, you know, they go to preseason camps and go to colleges. Well, we got to haul in mattresses. Well, yeah, because they're going to stay there for the next 4 weeks. They're not going to sleep on an old mattress and stuff. So bring in a mattress that's going to make sure that they get them good sleep, and let's give them good food. They have no excuse. I mean, it's there.
Right. Not only the food, but they have a chef right there too.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, like, that's unbelievable. And look, I mean, we as fans pay for that, but what the Packers did to attract talent here, besides winning, I mean, their facility, I mean, and the music and the video screens, and it's unbelievable.
That was the big argument. That's why Bob Harlan didn't want free agency, because, and the Packers are in such doldrums that it's like nobody's going to come to Green Bay.
Right.
But they brought a lot of, absolutely.
Now
they even have their, you can watch movies there because they didn't want to go out to watch movies. So, I mean, at first run to, and you have to do that, right? I mean, they got to be competitive. And I don't know how many people look
at this. Guys do look into those things.
Yeah, I don't know that, but I've only been to two other places, but that is, it's got to be in the top 3 or 4 or 5, right?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you talk about that. Guys look at free agency. I'm sure some people look and say, why would I want to go to Green Bay? But when you get to Green Bay, I think some people just assume it. I've never been to Green Bay. Why would I want to go up to the frozen tundra? And they think it's frozen in July.
Reggie White signing here changed the entire community.
Yeah. But I think it's also, let's remember, I think the benefit, one of you guys said, hey, we sometimes pay for it. We do. You know, I get it. Ticket prices. But look at Titletown District. Look at what they did with the atrium in Green Bay. And I heard once a podcast of Bob Harlan talking about, this is no longer about just 10 weeks or 16 weeks or whatever the season. This is about how do we work on this year round. And that's what I think is cool. You can take your family and go to 1919 as a restaurant or your kids and go out to the turf right now.
You know who loves it more than anything? The girls that come in for the high school basketball and volleyball tournaments.
Oh, right.
Love it. I mean, and that Titletown district, you can just wander around. You can play, you know, ice. You got ice skating. You got the sledding hill. You've got so many opportunities.
No parking tickets.
Do they give parking tickets in Ashwaubenon? I've never gotten one there. I don't think so. I don't think they have a downtown area for a parking ticket, would they?
I don't think so.
I don't know where you get one. That's a good point. You know, another
Who brought the parking stuff here?
Jim.
We just got a text. We're having a little meeting with the city because we love the city and we're trying hard to make it customer friendly, customer focused.
To get more people to come and hang out downtown.
We just think they're not on the same. We're not all on the same page, and we've got to figure out a way to get on the same page because you can make people mad over $22. It's amazing. That's not a lot of money, but
is that what the fine is?
Yeah.
That's so, 34 after 4 days, I think. Then it's 52.
Like, not like almost a week. I think six days it goes out.
And she got two in one day.
I almost got three in one day.
And yet that other car sat out here and got one. It was overnight. It was here for 24 hours.
Well, there's one. That one you get yesterday got another one. Oh, and I think they're from a place where they don't have to pay Green Bay parking tickets. Because I bet they've gotten 10 since I've been watching.
Are they Wisconsin plates, though?
Wisconsin plates.
They're going to have a tough time.
Really?
Okay. When they go to get their license.
There's so many. Did you see the thing that happened for the guy for the Redskins? This is bizarre. So there's a thing called, I can't even think of it, some news organization or whatever you want to call it, that really tries to get people.
Yeah.
So this guy, I think it was like on a dating site with this girl. He's a big executive with the Washington football team. Can't even think of her name now.
Commanders.
And she secretly taped him on a date.
Yes.
Talking about the NFL and how Jerry Jones and yada, yada.
Goodell.
And then, but one of the things he was talking about was they had this pipe that burst in the stadium and these people got sprayed by it. And people were like, we believe this is sewer. It's, you know, when we got covered, we're going to sue. And he went a big thing. No, it's not. It's our freshwater thing. Yada, 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 yada. And he said to her, that was like state run media there. I lied through my teeth. It was sewage, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
He's no longer employed by the Washington Commanders.
But I mean,
but that's terrible to do something like that.
Remember that happened to that guy who owned the basketball, the NFL team, right? Some good looking girl got.
He was Clippers, LA Clippers.
Yeah.
His young girlfriend.
And then we talked about this before, but this was a gotcha thing. But that whole Jimmy the Greek thing. I mean, you just got to be so careful who you're talking to all the time, and. Some of the stuff, I think that guy said that these guys are high school. Is he the one that said these guys are high school alcoholics? Somebody said that.
That was that guy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The fans were a bunch of alcoholics who are still living their high school days or something like that. Yeah.
You know?
No. Alcoholic high school graduates.
Yes.
Is what he said.
Okay. Anyway, and I don't know. I'm not, that wasn't a good example. But some of the stuff they say is not totally false. It's just so offensive that, you know, and this guy's out of work now. He's probably going to be out of work for some time. But anyway, yes.
I wonder how the rest of the date went.
Did he pay?
Whoever they're going out again.
And who, did anybody look, is there, who was like behind that?
Some O'Keefe or something it's called. No. I guess this is their MO.
This is like that TMZ stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
You wonder if that would turn into what I would do with that tape is I would say, look, I'd blackmail him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, the customer's job. I don't know what they get out of it. Right. Him losing his job.
Yeah. Do they sell more advertising?
I don't know.
That's not bizarre, though. Yeah. Wow.
So, Mark, you got to start being careful what you say to us here. Those behind the scenes things. Hot mics. All those behind the scenes stories you tell us.
They got to stop.
Yeah,
All right, we'll get it.
We got John Milner coming in a little bit. We got Kevin from One Block Over. Is Kevin here? Outstanding. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. Allball Show. Allball Show.
Good music, Amanda. Welcome back. It is Friday. It is Packer Day. I'll tell you what, this is an exciting time, isn't it? You could say what I love the Brewers, and they're having a great, had a tough time against the Cardinals, but obviously still having a great season, holding off the Cubs, and I love college basketball like crazy. I've lost it in some ways for college football, to be honest with you, because it used to be such a, hey, they're going to go to a bowl game, and you'd be excited about that bowl game, and now 50% of the guys that started aren't going to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you had like Florida State last year. They were undefeated. Their quarterback breaks his ankle or whatever. So they don't get a bowl bid for the major bowl bid. And then like 70% of their starters didn't want to play in the bowl game. And they got beat like 70-0. Yep. So you build up all season for that. And then there's no payoff. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the start of the NFL regular season is outstanding.
And that's what I think it's great about living in this town.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and on a Sunday you can. You can drive over there without having to go and enjoy the festivities. And this town's a great town. There's a lot of energy going on. School's kicking off. High school sports kicking off. The Brewers are still playing well. Like you said, it's a fun time.
You know, I can't wait till next Friday. I love the small town games. We're going to be in Wrightstown.
Yep.
You drive into that town.
No, you're going to LC.
Or Lexor Cascades. Yeah. Wrightstown against LC. You drive into either one of those towns, especially if it's homecoming. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, they buy like truckloads of toilet paper, whatever. Yeah. But you'll see signs in windows and, you know, at the gas stations. Mm-hmm. And it's really old school Americana on Friday nights in those small towns.
And that's what's fun.
And
I encourage people out here, for tonight, it's going to be a beautiful night. Yeah, you could be at home with watching the Packer game. I get it on a night like this. But otherwise, get out to a high school football game.
Absolutely.
Taking a half.
You will not be sorry. Just for the atmosphere, to watch the band, to watch the Palm Girls or the whatevers. You know what I mean?
How many hot dogs?
Yeah. I had two last week. How about you?
I had zero.
I had the first one at Preble High School with their new concession stand. Yeah. I had the first one for a bar. They said they had a JV game the night before, but I had the very first one.
Yeah. Last night, I felt good. I walked out.
Yeah.
I did not have a single concession. And I know everyone's going to say, you ruined concessions. I'm trying to get better where I don't eat.
I know, but to me, that's the tradition, is having a hot dog at a game. I just love hot dogs at games. Is Kevin here?
Yeah, Kevin is here.
Send Kevin in.
Okay.
We're talking about the festivities for tonight. Find out what's going on at Burkle's one block over. Did you know Yurko at all, or were you not here?
No,
then?
I was. Oh. I know about.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Kevin's coming in. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, coupled with the ambiance of the community and the Packer, it's also, there's a little bit of gaming that's going on too in fantasy football that all kicks off.
We said we weren't going to talk to him because he's in the Packer chair and wearing a Packer shirt.
Okay.
Now, Kevin's a whole different entity.
I think it's exciting. I'm excited for both things. Okay. I just want to say, I'm, of course, I didn't know the game was on tonight, but okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh, good morning.
What's going on at Burkle's one block over?
Oh, a lot tonight.
Talk to us.
Well, we've got some great specials, some giveaways, food specials, drink specials.
It's the home opener. I mean, what more can you ask for?
No,
nothing
better.
A Friday night, 7:15. Better than noon on Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right.
What
What's the most? Is it wings? What is the most common thing people?
Game
and
food?
I know you have everything. For you got everything. You got and you got great food there too. By the way, I'd love going there for lunch. And I don't know about tonight. I'm trying to get over there. But is it pizzas? Is it wings? Is it what do they order?
You know, we our wings are phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
And we've got this new George Rank burger.
George Rank burger.
George Rank.
Who's George Rank?
I don't think I know him.
A little diner used to be downtown Green Bay. Still exists. 1938, they started.
Oh, the hamburger place here?
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
The family passed me down the recipe.
No kidding.
I kid you not.
That's fantastic.
And it is a smash. Literally. Okay. I mean, it's a fan. It's one of the best burgers. I'll put that burger up against any burger in town.
No kidding.
All right.
Absolutely.
We are connoisseurs of burgers. We talked about that. I'll tell you.
So is Mark.
I don't talk about your competitors, but there's some pretty good burgers in this community, I think.
Oh, there
but
is.
I have not had the, what's it called?
George Rank Burger.
George Rank
why
don't Burger.
How come I've never heard George?
Me neither.
Well, it's
the, but now I'm fascinated.
It was the owner of the restaurant for years.
Okay.
And what happened is, I guess the family wasn't really pleased on what was going on with their history. So they passed it on to me.
Wow. Congratulations.
Awesome. All right.
Good
that is cool. I will take you up on that now that I'm connecting the dots now. But
oh, yeah.
I'll be over there. Yep, that'd be fun.
Well, okay, great. I got to say one thing, though. I'm not a eating wings in public guy because I don't do it good, and people almost like make fun of me. Some people can take a wing, and they just like a piranha. People are always like, why didn't you leave so much meat on there? Well, like, how am I supposed to take it out there?
I'll tell you what. If you try that with my wings, you're going to choke.
What do you mean?
That's how big they are.
Oh, really?
They're jumbos. They're huge.
All right. Oh, that's
easier.
Yeah,
that's not one you're just stripping, Joe.
Okay,
come on
thank
now.
You. All right, I was just saying.
Do you have the different seasonings?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of different sauces.
Do you have garlic?
Garlic parm, homemade, right from scratch. So phenomenal.
Can you imagine tonight, garlic parmesan wings and the
George Rank Burger.
I had to write the George
Rank pretty phenomenal.
And actually, all right, I'm there. We shrunk our menu down because we got really shorthanded on staff.
Yeah.
And
join
so,
the club there, huh?
But we've just been able to. I picked up a couple of great new chefs, cooks. One guy's been in the business for years, and we are relaunching a new menu next week.
Oh, wow.
It's giant. It's huge. It's great. It's
awesome.
Got a lot of options. And we're going to beef up the staff. We're going to take a whole new approach to the food business.
Well, I hope you don't take the one thing off the menu. If you do have it on the menu, you cooked for our Veterans Village one time for like 50 people. And you made that shrimp pasta thing.
Well, that's my homemade. That was from my original steakhouse, Arthur's.
That was delicious.
Yeah, that's a pot. We still do that on Thursday nights. On
shrimp pasta. And pasta.
I think you're doing the right thing by shrinking the menu because really what we want is good service and good food. And there's places that have gone from like a huge menu, like four or five things. Now that's a little limited, but it's just the turnover is great, and I love that especially a luncheon or a football game.
The problem we had in our district is that people want a little bit more choices, and we found a lot of pushback from shrinking our menu down, but we didn't have a choice because we didn't have the help.
Yeah.
So
I think your place
we're beefing it back up, and there's going to be a lot of new options. And then we're doing a new happy hour from 10 to close Monday through Thursdays.
Oh, wow.
Day drinking at night, absolutely. you get a free taxi ride home. If you have too much to drink, leave your car. We have the safe ride program.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So tonight, what can people expect at your place? Burkle's one block over.
Well, we're doing $5, 16-ounce mixed drinks, 4 for $15, buckets of beer, our great menu.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
And I mean, you can't drink anywhere around the stadium that reasonable.
No.
On a Friday night.
What is a beer at the stadium now?
I think $25, $30.
Might be.
I know.
Take a mortgage out.
Yeah. Last time I went to a game, I took my son. He's in the military. He's an Air Force guy. And it was $22 for a Tito's and 7-Up. One shot.
Unbelievable.
And I mean, poured to a T.
What is that? The vodka I like. That Golden Goose. What's it? Goose?
Grey Goose.
Grey Goose. Doubles. That I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but, and a double was 44.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I said I didn't want to buy the stadium.
Dude, right. I know. I already got my tickets.
Kevin Burkle. Burkle's one block over.
Kevin, do you take cash?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the other.
Do you know who we have coming on our show from the show you sponsor here for us?
Oh, yeah.
Yurko.
I can't wait.
He's going to be in the house on the phone. We'll be back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, we might be experiencing a little cool weather on a Friday morning, but I'll tell you what, on the West Coast, they're crossing their fingers. They're going to feel the same. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, in the West and Southwest this summer, they've continued to break records when it comes to the heat that their animals are forced to endure. Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg out of their Michigan office, says that's forced a lot of dairy operations in California and other areas of the West to start moving cattle yet again.
Yeah, we've seen, triple digits out on the West Coast again this week, and I don't know if it's supposed to subside into this weekend and get a little bit better next week or not, but right now, very hot and very dry out in the California area. More down on milk production on the West Coast. We've got cattle that are kind of changing hands here and there, and then you get to the Midwest, like we were just talking about, and we've got 51 degrees here in Michigan this morning, so it is quite the contrast from coast to coast at this point in time.
Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg out of their Michigan office. And just so you know, Modesto, California, major area where there's a lot of dairy cattle. Today, they're expected to touch out right around 104 degrees. Markets and overnight electronic trade, they are not hot on a Friday morning. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Barrel and block cheese both remained unchanged yesterday in Chicago. The AA butter, though, gained another penny and a half to 3.16 and a quarter per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down 4 cents, 22.82 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.11. November new crop beans are down 2 at 10.22. And December new crop wheat is down a penny and a half, 5.73 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot on a Friday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at around 15 to 20. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. By Sunday, sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace.
nice again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah. Welcome back.
We're talking about customer service, which Burkles have.
Yes, so Mino the Mayor in the house. We've got John Miller, NBC 26, standing by. Yes. We've got Mark, who's going to hang around. We got John Yurkovic coming up. We got Dennis from the Glam Band coming your way. We got Nick Gonnering from his musical selection coming up. Kevin, you want to say hello to somebody?
Yes.
First?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I just became a grandfather.
Congratulations. Ooh, okay. That's right. The best,
and,
man.
You know, if anybody has a daughter that has had a child and works for you, if you want to hear every excuse in the book to possibly get off of work, my daughter has figured it out.
Okay.
She
Grandpa.
Does.
I know, right?
You know,
jeez.
Dude, yeah. Dad, I can't make it. Dad, this
I thought
is
this, you know, it's the greatest thing in the world.
I thought he was
going
to just turn the thing.
There's
like,
nothing
you take
than
off all the time you want, honey. I'm setting up an account for your little.
For my
little
greatest thing.
Oh, yeah. And you're making her work? Dude,
absolutely.
This isn't the way
unbelievable.
This...
Oh, you know man. What? She needs the job, though. That's the problem, okay? So anyway, Emily, just so you know, Emily. They did let me on the radio this morning, and this is for you. Have a great day.
All right, Emily, we'll come.
Hey, Emily, I think he likes his son that's in the Air Force more than you.
Emily, I think what we're going to do, you're right, Kevin.
When we go there to eat some money, we're going to give her a big tip.
Big tips for Emily.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes,
tips
we're
for,
taking care.
Tips
if,
for
is
Emily.
Is she working tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that goes to Burkle's tonight.
Extra tip.
Ask for Emily and tip her well,
please.
Because
of her dad, Gestapo slave driver.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Emily, we're tipping you big. We're a
damn
band.
Right.
I'm Emily.
Yes.
And I have good customer service.
Thanks a lot, you guys. You're a lot of help.
Thank
God bless you.
Kevin.
Thanks for coming in. No, we'll see you tonight. That'll be fun.
Thanks, Kevin Burkle.
All right, Kevin. We'll see
Burkle's
you tonight.
Burkle's one block over. Thank you, my brother. We got Big John Miller in the house.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
With your workout partner.
Ooh.
I'll be there right after this again.
So am I.
How many days a week?
Five? No,
I thought it was only supposed to be three.
No.
Well, it is.
Mark, maybe Jim.
How many days a week should you work out?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah,
I keep using the excuse.
Somebody told John once a month, and he's kind of been sticking to that.
You know, I will say this though: the more you work out, the more you feel like working out. When you don't work, Ashley's got some. Ashley's, are those for us? Geez. Ashley, come in here real quick.
God,
Ashley, come on. Ashley from the Heights, what do we got there, Ashley? You can talk, Ashley. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
I like your Packer shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, those are cool.
Oh boy.
Okay, there. Happening. Well, you got weird stuff in your hair today. What is that kind of, those little things?
Well, they're just little ponytails.
Little ponytails. Okay. All right.
Careful,
so
John.
Where'd you get these big hats? What? What did I say? I didn't what?
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Well, I have my Heights one.
Okay.
Where? But since I've been really good, Brian let me get the Packer
That's
one.
A nice big Packer hat.
I know. So I'm going to wear it today for
you
the game.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
Wow. That's
right?
Johnny Alexander would be proud. You wore that
know.
In the locker room one day.
Did he really?
Like that last year.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice. Okay, now go back over there because we're going to talk to John for a minute. And then you got your own special segment.
Yes.
Bye-bye. You look like Lucy Liu or somebody.
Let me see that hat.
My husband
like...
called me Pippi Longstar.
Somebody. You look like somebody. You look like somebody.
All right. I'm gonna
figure out who it is. Oh, kind of. From The Grinch.
Oh, nice.
Cindy Lou.
No. Yes, Cindy Lou. Cindy Lou.
Okay. That she's blonde, but
yeah,
yes.
But otherwise, she looks
okay,
like.
Yeah,
her. She does.
She does. And she was great. I mean, she had the spirit, and then she gave it to The Grinch.
Yes.
So
I liked her.
And maybe. Ashley
give it to Ashley.
Can give it
spirit.
To yes. You can give it to John.
Big John.
No, Ashley can give it to the guy from Burkle's.
Oh.
You guys are making me hungry over here.
How about it? Right?
Listening.
Yeah.
Well, at least you'd burn it off.
So what do you do for the game? True. What do you do for the game? Do you watch it at home or do you go out? Or
cover tonight we've got to cover the game.
Oh, you're working?
Yeah.
Oh, you're working
tonight. It's going to be a long night. It's going to be probably won't get off till one in the morning-ish.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have to do so much more than in my era, because you guys were always doing stuff then after work for the internet and writing up news stories and posting.
Yep. We got our pregame show on NBC 26 tonight. That's going to be fun. And then the game's on our air. So
what time does that start?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, your pregame show.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. And who's down there? You got someone down there?
Matt Schneidman's covering it for us from the Athletic. So
awesome.
He's been doing some stuff for us.
Right. Have you talked to any? I mean, we had this big thing, almost, I don't want to say controversy, but oh my God, don't go out of your hotel.
I don't know.
Is that legit?
I've gotten some photos and some texts from people, and they're having a pretty good time down there. So
yeah, from what I've seen, I mean, the players were just kind of told the do's and do nots down there. It sounds like it's a business trip. They're not down there to have fun. Maybe they see what Rio is like and maybe go back down, but they're not doing anything.
Okay. But I mean, for the fans, it seems okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff I've seen it seems great. And believe me, if something went wrong, they'd be all over the news.
Yeah.
Here,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
So I think everything's fine down there.
And it sounds like they're going to keep doing this. So it's not.
Are you allowed to gamble?
I don't partake. I don't know.
No. Okay.
I'll talk to you and see.
Yeah, we'll talk you off.
I don't know, but I don't do it often.
But so you work out 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're.
I'm always you lift 5 days a week?
Yes.
That's not healthy.
And he
six days in a row this week.
That's not healthy. That's not good for you.
Every day I work, man.
I've heard you always need at least a day or two to recover.
A month or two. Yeah. He also shows off a little bit because, I wear those big old T-shirts, they'll ruffle around out there. But he wears those, the tank top stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta show off.
As we used to come.
Muscle shirts.
Yeah, we used to come Dago tees.
You can say that.
That's all the old Italian guys.
I always
got to
wear the cutoffs.
Dago tees.
Look good, feel good, right?
Do you have a trainer or do you just on your own?
No, I've just done this over the years. When I got in the Marines, one of my best friends when I first started was a bodybuilder, and he kind of just took me under his wing, and then I did my own thing and been doing it for 14 years.
Are you surprised how many people have trainers, though? I mean, at that time, out of the people who are there, over half of the people have trainers.
Some people need to be shown what to do so they don't hurt themselves. Yeah. I mean, it's great that they have somebody to show them. It's always great to just see people in the gym, no matter who you are.
Right. Yeah.
Mark, do you recommend working out 5 or 6 days in a row?
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Come on, Mark.
See. John, you want me to just tell you this once a month? No.
You told me that one of the most important things is recovery.
Well, it is, but you don't have to recover for a month.
Take it easy.
Is it true the Packers have two-hour commute to the stadium?
I heard. I was told that.
Yes, it's long from what I've heard.
But from what I heard was that the Eagles chose to go closer.
I would. I wouldn't want a two-hour bus.
I know they got to practice inside the stadium, and the Packers didn't. So that probably has to do with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, is this all... We're going back out to the sports book. I know you don't gamble, but all right. Well, that might affect.
Well, okay. Wouldn't you agree with this? So, I mean, we're talking, we're debating whether or not we're going to go over the under for the 49 points. I'm not going to ask you that. But what I'm saying is,
I am.
It's truly a guess. I mean, preseason, even at its best, when they used to have like six games, you still weren't. I mean, there were so many times Packers would look good in preseason. Right. It's like, hey, this is the year. Let me. Yeah. And then they'd come out and just play terrible. But there is really nothing to base this first game on, is there?
No, I mean, Philadelphia has a new defensive coordinator. The Packers have a new defensive coordinator. I'd slam the over. But no. It should be a great game between two great quarterbacks. I think these offenses are going to light it up.
And one other thing people can say, because they always say, well, you're at practice all the time. How do they look? Practice means nothing compared to the games.
The growth from Jordan Love last year at this time, he didn't look like this quarterback.
No.
It's to see his growth even 2 years ago to where he is now is night and day. 2 years ago, it was like, well.
Hey, and not only that, halfway through the year last year, me and Ted driving on the way to one of the high school games, and he runs the camera up in the upper deck, and he said, you'd be surprised at how far off he is on some of his passes, especially his deep. He just doesn't have that touch. And we're talking like, can you acquire that? Or is that like a natural thing that you're almost born with? You know what I mean?
Right.
And somehow he flipped a switch that was incredible last year, about midway through.
Yeah. I mean, I think he had to get more comfortable with his receivers and comfortable with himself and just unleash the thing. And they talked about it, just go out there and rip it. I think he was afraid to rip it. And then he just let it go last year. He still struggled a little bit with the deep ball towards the end of the year, but
you're going to talk gambling again. I can tell you're going to talk gambling again.
So you take the over.
Well, what is it? It's 49. It's 49. That does
seem I don't want to get you in trouble.
That does seem a lot. That does seem like a lot.
Well, I'm heading back there right after. I got to see you.
If I do bet, it's never the over-under. I'll tell you that.
They're so close. Vegas is so close on those.
Here's the deal with the over-under, which I like, is that you're kind of rooting for both teams. You know, in terms of you're rooting for their defense or you're rooting for their offense, right?
Right.
And I enjoy that for teams that I don't, like, follow, you know?
Right.
But
like last
I won last night. I took the Chiefs in the 3 points. And I not a lot, but, I mean, I doubled my money.
You're still here this morning?
That's the same bet.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do this right, because it sounds like that our previous guest said I can't go there anymore.
Yeah. So,
do you ever say that? Yeah. We didn't really follow up on that, but my guess is it's his wife and the counselor that said this, he can't do that anymore. But I'm going to put money in a jar, and I'm going to advance it, so I can put now double the money in for this. I'm going to put like $20 in a week, or maybe a little bit more. To get clearance on that, but and then it can advance. But yeah, I made money last night. I took, like I said, the Chiefs in 3 points.
That's a safe bet.
You gave three points.
Great game though.
You're right. I mean, the Chiefs had to win by more than three. And he said that was a great game. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, you almost lost.
What did you think about that last play? Things I have to ask you about that I've never seen.
What a nice
before.
Guy. He says you almost lost. He didn't say he didn't say the Chiefs almost lost. He goes,
It was one toe away from losing. But have you ever seen somebody get four penalties in a row like that offensive lineman got?
Man, when the NFL has a point of emphasis on a new penalty, they just hammer it home, and then in about 2 weeks
they'll forget about it.
Kind of. Yeah. It's kind of the way it's been, especially with like offensive pass interference a couple years ago.
I'll just say it happens with high school. You know, there's points of emphasis, and you know, in the first game, everyone's watching everything.
Yes,
and then all of a sudden you don't see anything, and then guess what? First game of playoffs, that rule has been brought back.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. And you're right about that. Offensive pass interference seemed to be the big one when guys are hand fighting.
Yep.
Now it's like they've almost said, you know what, just do it. Just go ahead and hand fight. And
speaking of high school, I feel like the high school refs around here do an amazing job. You never feel like they dictate the game. It's they do a really great job around here.
Got Todd Pierre, who is our gambling expertise here. He says, always take the under because you're winning until you lose. With the over, you're losing right at kickoff. Huh, interesting.
I can see that because that does keep me in the game. Although when I don't know, whatever. I think that's fun, the over-under, especially if you don't know anything about football. You just want to see a good game.
49 feels like a lot for week one.
I think so,
too. It feels like a lot for week
Mark?
One.
Mark?
Well, we were just talking about running back. Packers in the situation of who's going to be your running back. So it's going to be a great opportunity
I'm excited to see Josh Jacobs.
You know, two, three guys, though, maybe rotating quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be fun.
Emmanuel Wilson, questionable with that hip injury. Marshawn Lloyd, questionable with that hammy. Josh Jacobs is 2 years removed from being the leading rusher in the NFL. So I'm excited to see it. LaFleur on the Matt Schneidman show the other day said, you know, he doesn't like giving running backs more than, you know, 50-ish% of the carries. Sounds like they're going to do more than that this year with them.
I think so.
You talked about, anyway, the Rams-Lions is 51 points.
How many?
Can't let it go.
That's cheating. He's excited.
Rams-Lions?
51.
Where is that?
Detroit.
Detroit? Well, Jared Goff can light it up in a dome, so he's a dome quarterback.
Against his old team?
Yeah, that'll be a fun one.
Jim just went from 20 to 50.
We start the segment. Well, we're not going to talk gambling with John. Every question is, so what do you think? What do you think of this one?
That's a lot. I just feel like, 49-51 is a lot.
You'd go with the under?
It feels like everybody's still feeling out themselves on
offense.
I agree.
All right, let's move on.
I agree.
Thank you for that. That's plenty of money.
How do you see tonight's game, John?
I think I said, what did I say the other day? Packers by three?
Yeah.
I'll take the Packers by three tonight. I think it's a kind of a home game for them. I think the Packers are good to go. I mean,
in Philadelphia, everybody's so high in Philadelphia, but from midway through the season last year to the end of the year, they were terrible.
Yeah, I was talking to Barrett Brooks yesterday, who actually played for the Packers and played for the Eagles, works for NBC Philadelphia, and he said the Eagles are ready to get their bad taste out of their mouth. They went 1-6 down the stretch last year. They're one of the best teams to start the first half of the year. And they really faltered. He said the team wasn't really playing for the team. He said the team was playing for themselves. He had a weird reference saying, you know, if it was kind of like you scratch my back, I'll take it, and then I'm not going to scratch your back. It was the way the team kind of put
it. Infighting and stuff. And yeah, the defense coordinator hated the coach. They didn't talk or something.
Yeah, well, they had Sean Desai, a defensive coordinator. Then they had Matt Patricia, and then they had Patricia calling the plays when he was the co-defensive coordinator. It was a really weird dynamic, but now they have Vic Fangio in there. So he's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, and people have tried to replicate his defense, and nobody ever can. Only Vic Fangio can run a Vic Fangio defense. So
he's legendary.
To see. Yeah.
Wow. Outstanding. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to bring Ashley in from the Heights Pub and Parlor. Have you been to the Heights lately?
No.
They got great food. You been to the Heights lately, Mark?
No.
Yeah.
No,
I have not. It's all stuff on my diet.
Yeah. It's all, there's probably no fat.
Because I'm down 8 pounds.
Work out one day a week.
No, 6 pounds. You just gave me the look like Coach Kathy gave me.
She was funny.
When we said what our BMIs were. And she looked at both of us. She goes, "No, it's higher than that."
Yeah, she really did. You guys think I'm a big guy? I'm probably got a huge.
She lost 200 pounds. So for her to say, "Okay, we're gonna take a quick break. Back, breakfast."
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, Mark Houston, Belton Sports Medicine, for being here. Special thanks, Kevin Burkle. Burkle's one block over. And for the guest host for Football Friday, Yurko, John Yurkovic, coming up in just a few minutes. Dennis from the Glam Band will be here. But first, it's Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
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 Where did you get your shirt from? I like that.
Pro I got shop? It at the Pro Shop.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Like a lot. What are you guys doing for the big game tonight?
We have happy hour beer pricing for the game. So, yeah, stop in and have some drinks. And we got some more Oktoberfest on.
I walked by your place the other day and you guys had that board out. And yes. I forget what it was you had on there. It's like, oh, does that ever sound good? Mm. And I can't think of what it was.
Was it Johnny Blood Red?
Nope.
No.
Give me something else. Nope. It was a food thing.
Brain fart.
No, you had a food thing.
Turkey avocado bacon.
Yes!
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 Back for lunch.
Yes! And you know what? We've talked about this. Avocados are as good of anything you can possibly eat.
And for you, and they taste, nice on a sandwich.
So when they're in a sandwich like that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is it again?
Turkey avocado bacon panini.
That's it.
We're there.
That's it.
And you can get it with sweet potato fries.
Oh. Have you had those?
I love sweet
potato
fries.
Do you carbo load?
So good.
Dicarbo load?
Yeah.
I make sure to get good carbs.
But don't a lot of weightlifters carbo load?
Before my heavy days, I always try to get a nice carb in the night before, like a nice big, maybe a pizza or something.
Wouldn't it be nice to do that for yourself?
They're all heavy days for me.
Wouldn't it be nice to just, where you could say, oh, I need to really have, I got to have a lot of pizza tonight for my workout tomorrow. Will we ever get to that point?
How embarrassing it is. So with these guys, I don't know how many weights you put on there, but the guy for me starting, I had to do curls, no weights on.
In just the bar?
And I was like, God, can we go into a separate room?
Oh, there's so many people at that gym just grinding away. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody's really looking. Anyway, the Heights.
Nobody's looking at you.
My wife had the pasta dish. What did you have? She thought it was great at Heights.
Not the Alfredo?
Maybe I am.
Chicken Alfredo?
That's what it was. Chicken Alfredo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's got to be pretty popular. Yeah. It was awesome.
That's really good.
Good. All right. That's fun.
Do you ever do the cooking?
No.
No.
I know how to work the fryers and stuff.
Oh, that's
I
good.
Did. Tuesday, I think, was super busy, and I went back and took like a chicken off like the like resting plate and put it on the grill for Tom. Like just
there you go. That's good.
Right, just to help him out.
You know what is a good sign though? A place that has really good food when the help eats there. I've seen you eating
I'm
there.
Terrible. I eat lunch every day.
Yeah,
but I try to be a little healthy. I usually just do like a chicken breast and.
Why were you so busy on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was. We talk about events down here. Meyer Theater, we're big fans of, obviously. And that's
good. Tuesday was good. And Wednesday was, what's today, Friday?
Yes.
Wednesday was really busy for lunch. All my tables were full. It was great.
That's awesome.
By the way, Kevin just said, I'm so sorry. I forgot to mention something. Could you mention the 6th annual charity dog walk, September 8th at Burkles in Green Bay? Proceeds benefit Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary.
I might do that.
I think you should bring Milton down.
Yep.
Milton. Oh.
Have you seen Milton in person?
No.
Oh,
he's been down here. He's been down here. Yeah. I take him to work with me. I work at the homeless shelter, but he's an awesome dog. And he didn't like John, but he's
hates me.
Oh man. Like senses
some weird sort of thing.
Don't they say trust your dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
Hates me.
I hear you.
So do horses, lots of animals hate me.
I could see that vibe.
Picks it up from his dad.
By the way, got a thing here from Megan. It's hi, Kevin Burkle, best boss ever. Ooh. Come visit us tonight at Burkle's, one block over.
That was his daughter?
Emily is the one above that.
Was his daughter messaging in?
I think it was Emily right above that. That was his daughter. Yeah, okay, we want everybody to give big tips to tonight.
Right, we are.
Just got pummeled here.
Right.
How are you guys tips wise?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are pretty good these days.
Yeah. Yep. And so we kind of changed a little bit for September. We're going to be closed on Mondays.
Okay.
Just because you think about it, like Mondays are always going to be your slower day anyways. Yeah. But we are going to be open September 15th. It's a Sunday. And Sunday, September 29th for the Packer home games.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
So, yep.
Same. How are they opposing crowds? Because Jim and I have sat here and just... It's like a parade
cool.
of people in other jerseys, you know, walking past
it's awesome
here.
Awesome to see.
But, and they're all really friendly, the ones I've talked to.
I love them.
This will be our first Packer season.
That's
so
right.
It'll be really fun.
Oh, cool.
That's the best thing about Green Bay is nobody cares if you're in another jersey. Everybody's just like, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy
it. You ever been in a tough stadium like Philadelphia or any place like that?
Man, I went to a Vikings game one time at Bank Stadium, now Huntington Bank Stadium, when they're playing at the Gopher Stadium. And they were ruthless against me when I was wearing my Packers gear 10 years ago. Years ago,
that
the Packers
changed.
Won. I wasn't even doing anything. They were just razzing me. I was just like, oh, man.
And you were working or just a fan?
I was just a fan at that point, yeah.
I don't think I would ever wear the Packers jersey at an opposing game. Would you?
Why?
I
went to the Packers versus Colts when Peyton Manning was still playing.
Because
Peyton Manning is like my all-time favorite quarterback, and I had a Colts jersey on. I feel like I did get a little...
But I wore to that Vikings game when Favre played. Remember they made those jerseys half and half?
Yeah.
The floor was purple and the floor was green. Anyway, and I went with the mayor. And we're on the field talking to people. He introduced me to some quotation friends of his. This guy, and I put my hand on because I'm not shaking your hand. Because I couldn't believe. I said, are you serious?
Because you're from Green Bay.
Because, I mean, come on. I mean, it's talk about taking a little
you
too
take
far.
It, that's too simple. Sports is meant to bring people together.
I would rather get razzed. You know, I shake my hand and say something like, you know, we got Favre and you don't. Whatever. Right. That would have been more fun. But just the guy was like a jerk, right? As opposed to razzing, I think, would be fun because I can give it back, too.
Yeah, same. But, yeah, sports is meant to bring people together. To take it that seriously.
I know. It's like, okay.
That's a little too much.
I know. And so I think the mayor was kind of embarrassed, too. You know what I mean? Like, I know my friend was such a jerk.
A few years ago, I wore a Raiders jersey with my Packer bibs because our third grade teacher, her son played for the Raiders.
Cool.
He played for the Badgers.
Yeah,
Alex Engel.
Alec Engel.
So my kids knew him and it was like a big thing. So
is that why they came to your restaurant the day I was there?
Probably.
Were you there that day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll be back for Thanksgiving with the Dolphins.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
that'll be
he's
cool.
Awesome.
Speaking of Colts, Tanner Bordellini playing for the Colts. So he'll be coming back. That's really cool.
Oh,
I just think we've talked about this, John. There are like at least five players in the NFL. 1 minute. We got five from around this area, right? Because Van Landen is in the NFL still.
I saw him working out at Western Racket all the time over the summer.
Yeah.
He was working out over there. Yeah, never wanted to bother.
We could have had him on. That would have been a great time.
Him and Yash Nyman were grinding it out.
Jim's like, I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, he's there all the time. I don't
probably for the best because Jim would have his tout sheet with him. What do you think about the Colts minus four?
We'll do picks off air.
Yeah. Over or under on this one?
Oh, I never do over unders. That's one thing I do. I used to do teasers. That was fun.
Teasers were great. Well,
you never what? You ever pick over under?
No.
Never do
over unders.
Give yourself a quick plug, Ashley.
Heights Pub and Parlors, stop in tonight for the Packer game.
And get happy a panini hour with pricing. Avocados. Woo-hoo. John, give yourself Washington. A plug.
Oh, right. Yeah, make sure to tune into NBC 26 pregame at 5 for the big Packer game. Right. Packer game is on that air.
All right, Dennis from the Glam Band and John Yurkovic coming up next. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.